Understanding that you don't like to give too much away about your songs, I'm still going to ask you to tell me something about a couple of these tracks. So, What are you willing to tell me about your song Holiday?
Oh, well, you know, I mean, it's pretty obvious in that song. I think it's about the media-fueled paranoia of world travel. And especially when it comes to Mexico and cross-border tensions between the U.S. and Mexico and all these fears that people have and misconceptions about the country what it's all about. But that's what the media and that's what politicians are good at, is fear-mongering, you know?
So much of that lately. You write amazing lyrics. Do you tend to normally approach your songwriting by starting with lyrics, or does music usually come to you first?
It really depends song to song, but that's the part that I relish the most, or have in the past. I've been really enjoying just the more musical side of things and spending a lot of time by myself demoing songs before I show them to the band, for instance, or anybody else involved in the project. So, I mean, yeah, it's my favorite thing to do, is to write lyrics.
You've toured extensively both at home and in Europe. I'm sure there have been many amazing moments, but can you tell me about a show that stands out in your mind as a really memorable one?
You know, I think it wasn't so much a show of my own, but playing with Dal at a couple of shows here in Vancouver and then out in Surrey. I played Highway of Tears with him and our mutual bandmate, Matt Kelly. And that was just like a elating experience getting to play with them both and deliver that message. And it was sort of the beginning of our musical journey together, I guess, Dal and I.
What's on the horizon for you musically over the coming months?
Well, we're going to do a lot of touring and a lot of making of new songs, and then we're going to do some more touring and then do the whole thing over again, probably till I'm dead, hopefully.
Do you have a website where we can go to keep track of these upcoming performances and hopefully some new releases?
Yeah, I do have a website. It's benrogersmusic.com.
Perfect. I'd like to take us out with your song, Stack of Bones. What was the inspiration for that one?
That was a story about Woody Guthrie and his daughter, who he nicknamed Stack of Bones. And she was killed in a house fire, as was his sister. And fire sort of plagued Woody Guthrie's life. His mother, I think, set his house on fire because she lost her mind, and he later suffered a pretty serious burn himself on his arm, I believe. And so I wanted to write about that, and I always knew I wanted to write something about him, but. So that song was a long time coming.
Such a sad story, but such a beautiful song. Ben, thank you so much for joining me for Indie Beat.
Thank you so much for having me.
Clear and bright. Never thought a name could prove so unkind. Kathy Ann, your old man used to say you was his shining light. The fire. you he grew jealous, and he took you for his own. Now these names no longer needed in the place that you now roam. Will you hear me call? Stack of bones. A place in the sun. When the sun was sinking down on Okima, thick as thieves, you and the storm, shining like a million summers long.